The Gook Meeting Hall was chilly, and birds, what the New Yorkers thought of as swallows and Roland called bin rusties, had gotten into the second floor, but otherwise they did indeed have the place to themselves. Once he was under a roof, Oi seemed freed of his compulsion to either face northwest or turn in circles, and he immediately reverted to his essential curious nature, bounding up the rickety stairs toward the soft flutterings and cooings above. He began his shrill yapping, and soon the members of the Tet saw the bin rusties streaking away toward less populated areas of Midworld. Although, if Roland was right, Jake thought, the ones heading in the direction of the River Hwy would all too soon be turned into birdsicles. The first floor consisted of a single large room. Tables and benches had been stacked against the walls. Roland, Eddie, and Jake carried these to the glassless windows, which were mercifully small and covered the openings. The ones on the northwest side they covered from the outside, so the wind from that direction would press them tighter rather than blow them over. While they did this, Susanna rolled her wheelchair into the mouth of the fireplace, a thing she was able to accomplish without even ducking her head. She peered up, grasped a rusty hanging ring, and pulled it. There was a hellish screech sound, a pause, and then a great black cloud of soot descended on her in a flump. Her reaction was immediate, colorful, and all dead a walker. "Oh, kiss my ass and go to heaven," she screamed. "You cock-knocking motherfucker, just look at this shittin' mess." She rolled back out, coughing and waving her hands in front of her face. The wheels of her chair left tracks in the soot. A huge pile of the stuff lay in her lap. She slapped it away in a series of hard strokes that were more like punches. "Filthy fucking chimbley! Dirty old cunt tunnel! You badass son of a bitching!" She turned and saw Jake staring at her, open-mouthed and wide-eyed. Beyond him, on the stairs, Oi was doing the same thing. "Sorry, honey," Susanna said. "I got a little carried away. Mostly I'm mad at myself. I grew up with stoves and fireplaces and should have known better." In a tone of deepest respect, Jake said, "You know better swears than my father. I didn't think anyone knew better swears than my father." Eddie went to Susanna and started wiping at her face and neck. She brushed his hands away. "You're just spreading it around. Let's go see if we can find that gook or whatever it is. Maybe the still water."
"There will be if God wills it," Roland said.
She swiveled to regard him with narrowed eyes. "You being smart, Roland? You don't want to be smart while I'm sitting here like Mrs. Tar, baby."
"No, Si, never think it," Roland said, but there was the tiniest twitch at the left corner of his mouth.
"Eddie, see if you can find gook water so Susanna can clean herself. Jake and I will begin gathering wood. We'll need you to help us as soon as you can. I hope our friend Bix has made it to his side of the river, because I think time is shorter than he guessed."